Yeah, Metal Mikey once more, even before I go to bed, but I know that in the next coming day or so, I believe it is a birthday of one of the crew, and that would be dear Elisa. So, you know, what would I be without leaving a little birthday greeting? So, with that in mind, I promise I won't do it as much of a knobber as I did last time out. By the way, that's why you all need to get on Twitter, so you can at least tell me when your fucking birthday is. Come on, people. Anyways. So, Elisa, this is for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Elisa. That does not sound remotely like a stereotypical Canadian. Birthday to you. Now, get yourself a big friggin' cake. Or ice cream, or pie, or whatever, and just enjoy. Come on. Anyways, y'all take it easy. And, yeah, if you want to address it to yourself, too, that's fine. Except I can't do it for Ed, because I don't sound enough, like, disturbed to really satisfy him. But anyways, y'all take it easy, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
What plan will you follow now?
Plan 9. It's been absolutely impossible to work through these Earth creatures. Their soul is too controlled.
Plan 9. Have you attempted any of this plan as yet?
Yes, Excellency.
It's time to put away your dice, turn off your TV, sit back and relax, because Plan 9 from cyberspace is being executed right now. Hello, and welcome to this trifecta anniversary episode of Plan 9 from Cyberspace. If you've been keeping track, or even bothering to listen, then you know that right now, as we record, it is not only our nation's birthday, but it is Elisa's birthday, and episode number 100!
We made it!
I just have to say, can I say right off the bat, before I forget, Metal Mikey, that was awesome, thank you so much. Kisses, mwah!
Yeah, and Metal Mikey, you satisfy me every time.
Yeah, baby.
Every time. So, we have a couple issues tonight. First one being, not everybody could be here. Robert is having internet technical difficulties. Mm-hmm. He keeps getting it up, and it keeps going back down.
It's a Viagra.
His words. So if he can get it, if he can get it to stay up, he'll be joining us. But that's not looking likely. And because it is the 4th of July, and we record in the evenings, Turd Ferguson is taking the little turd out to see fireworks.
Took the turd on a trip.
Yeah, so. Oh, it's been kind of a crazy week here. But first things first, happy birthday, Elisa.
Thank you.
How was your birthday today?
It was more awesome than it's been in 13 years. So, I went to the City College Flea Market and just walked around all day and had a blast and got some earrings and got a cute little pretty doll who's sitting beside me right now. And it was just a day where it was just me, no neglectful husbands, no weird obsessions, no annoying people, just me and my fantasticness. So it's probably been the best birthday I've had in 13 or 15 years.
Excellent.
Yes.
I do have to say that at least as I'm recording this, it sounds really, really weird and choppy. I don't know what the deal is. Mm-hmm. I think it's a problem with Skype. Mm-hmm. Can't be me, because I never do anything with the computer. So.
Did you reboot?
Yeah, I dropped everything, reboot, took everything extra off. I have no clue. So. Uh-huh. Short sentences from either one of you sound fine, but when you talk a little longer, it starts getting really weird, like I'm in the Matrix or something. Yeah.
All right.
So it was a pretty good day, huh?
It was an awesome day, yes.
What about your cake? I heard you mention something about that.
Oh, my God. It's, okay, I got it at Ralph's, so I'm guessing it's at least sort of, maybe it's not nationwide, but maybe it's West Coast. It's called the 1001 Chocolate Chip Cake, and it is a dark chocolate cake with rich chocolate icing covered in large chocolate chips. So you've got the soft of the cake with those creamy sort of rich of the icing and then the crunch of the chips all together, and it's insanely good.
Sounds dastardly.
I have not had this much sugar in my system in about 2 years.
Are you bouncing off the walls?
I'm probably going to fall asleep halfway through the show.
Well, that's okay. Everybody else does, so why not? Oh.
You're going to piss some people off. Just keep talking like that, Dorn.
I don't care. It's 100 episodes. They can say what they want.
So, yes.
I wanted to get into... I probably already messed it up, but I wanted to do our chewy pies early on. In that way we didn't... Lisa didn't have to go over her stuff again or... For lack
I have
of
another piece
term,
of cherry pie, though, so I'm cool.
Blow her wad too soon.
Yeah, so, baby. No, I'm good. I can last a long time.
But I want to put a caveat out there real quick. I may end up calling you Eliza tonight.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Because I went to the Crick all day yesterday, and she was there. So I called her Elisa a couple times, and she goes, you already forget my name? No. So, that being said, take no offense, and...
Tastes so good, it won't make pie. Sweet cherry pie. Oh, yeah.
Now, let me ask you quickly, like, your friend's name is Elisa, and she pronounces it Eliza?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay, because I have another friend who has a friend, Elisa, and she pronounces it Alyssa, so it's just so screwed up. It's Elisa, people, come on.
She's old. Actually, I think hers has a Z in it.
Oh, okay, so. All right.
But, I mean, this is not a woman I dated. We just happened to live together for a while, so.
Oh, okay.
It's not like I bought her cards or anything.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, okay.
And I never wrote her checks, all cash, so. Cash. Yeah, that went over bad, didn't it? Never mind. All right, Elisa, you go first.
Okay, my cherry pie is, of course my birthday was today, and it was awesome and everything, and I had a good weekend. What did I do yesterday? I did something fun yesterday, too, and I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah, I went to the planetarium yesterday, and, at the Griffith Park Observatory, and that was kind of neat. But of course, I realized I really can't do the planetarium because a couple minutes into the show, I started getting so dizzy I was nauseous. So I had to close my eyes for the rest of the show because I guess my brain doesn't like to function on the things right in your face. And I was like, oh my God, ah! So anyway, but I got the cutest little new dude. The newest member of my family is an Isis EEPC netbook that I got for $100 online, and it essentially I just wanted a basic little dude to blog and to check the internet and to just do some basic word processing, and he is essentially the size of a small textbook, and he weighs only 2 pounds, and he's the cutest thing I have ever owned in my life. So that just adorable, and oh my God, and he's white. And actually,
how do you know it's a he?
Because he told me.
Does it have a little penis?
He told me. And so this thing, like, I mean, even has a vid cam. Like, I mean, a webcam. I mean, it's amazing for $100. And so I'm going to take that I'm taking on, like, my scouting trip to look for apartments. And, like, it's just sort of a thing to do blogging from the road and stuff like that. So it's perfect. So that, and then I told you at the thing, I got my little Dolly today. She's sitting beside me, and she's so cute. And I'm actually, while we're doing the show, I'm trying to identify her. She's a Mattel doll from 1973. So I'm trying to figure out who she is exactly, and I'm looking online. But Anything else? Cow pie, I guess this last week was just, at work, was just a fucking pain in the ass, and I just got fucked up the ass a couple times during the week. But it's over, so whatever. No big deal. And I guess, you know, like everything else this weekend, just made up for it, and I had a really good time. So cherry pies win out over cow.
Excellent. Okay. Becky, before we have you go, I'm going to try and see if we can't bring Robert in. I don't know if this is going to work. And I will try, and we don't have dead air. I'll just go on and on with my mellow, oh, that's not mellow tone. What's the word I'm looking for? Monotone voice and delivery and slowly put people to sleep. Which is something I could have used last night. I couldn't get to sleep for shit last night. I hate to have you start, Becky, because then right in the middle of you saying something, Robert's going to say, hello.
Well, that won't bother me.
Is it me you're looking for? Okay, well, if you don't mind, why don't you go ahead and share your cherry pie?
Okay, we'll go with cherry pie. My little puppy's getting the fuzz to grow back on her back, so now I call her my fuzzy wuzzy bear. Because she's just got this little fuzz. She's still doing good. She's starting to play now, be more herself, chase things in the yard. Yesterday morning, I looked out the window at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I had a deer walking down the middle of the street.
Did you shoot it?
No. Hey!
Not even with my camera did I shoot it. And I thought, what the hell? Well, usually when you see one, you see two, and I turned and looked, and sure enough, the second one was looking back at me.
Aww.
And he just strolled down, we're talking paved road, just walking along, and goes over in the neighbor's yard and eats a few bites of the leaves off the tree, and the other one just kept watching me like, okay, what's she doing? Cruised out to 231, which is kind of a county highway now. Luckily,
and
no
it's
cars.
It's a busy road.
Yesterday morning at 7 o'clock, it wasn't too bad, which surprised me. Just kind of cruising along, and I thought, damn, I'm getting all kinds of wildlife around here.
That's awesome.
But, and then, today I called the Comcast cable people. Yes, they work on the 4th of July. They get tomorrow.
Wow.
And he was able to, or she was able to reset my high definition channels, which I lost on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her what I was going to be able to do about this, you know, if it continues. For some reason, whatever I did, I lost my TV reception, but I had the volume.
Oh, okay.
I did everything I could think of, but I still had a blue screen that said no signal received.
That's called radio.
I know.
Did you have it like that happened to me sometime? I don't know if this is like a stupid thing to try, but you know how it goes like TV video? Can you hit that?
Uh-huh.
Or did you have it on channel 3? And you had it on channel 3?
Yeah, yeah, I tried that, and of course with the box for Comcast, which is the cable company, it's component one, so I made sure I was on that, because I have one for my Wii PlayStation I have to be at, and another one for the Blu-ray player, so I wanted to make sure, you know, so I ran through all that crap, so finally I just powered it off like you do a computer.
Mm-hmm.
So when I brought it back up, I had TV, but no HD channels. So the technician explained to me today, anytime the power goes out, I may have to call Comcast and have them reset the box. It's like, what? And the other cow pie would be that Thursday morning, the cable guy was supposed to, the plumber was supposed to show up, and he was to be here from 8 to 12. He finally showed up at 2:15. Thinks there's a leak out in the front yard. Did fix the leak at the water heater. And if they need to fix the leak in the front yard, it could be $5,500.
Oh, my God.
What? The joys of being a homeowner.
$5,500. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Because he said they'd have to dig down and trench and run a new line, blah, 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 blah.
God.
And then my last big cherry pie was I got to see Eclipse on Wednesday. Woohoo! I must admit, of the three movies, it really wasn't my favorite.
Oh.
To me, it was a little less action than the others. But
it had less action than the first one?
Yes.
I have not seen the second one. I have no comment on it. But that first one, what action? It's like a 30-second fight. Oh, punch, 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 knockout. What?
It's about less than that with this one, when the tribe of newbies, which are the new vampires, meet up.
Is that
with
what she calls them? Newbies?
I can't remember exactly what their term was.
Okay,
you know, there's somebody out there cussing you right now because you don't know the term.
And it's probably my niece, because she's read the books several times. She's the reason I went to see it. We went and saw it in IMAX, which was fantastic. So crisp and clear. Had to pay twice the money to see it, but oh well. Had to go to Indy, which we ended up putting about 170 miles on the car, so. But it definitely was a fun day.
You did more than go to Indy if you put 170 on your car.
Well, we drove around a little while because we went shopping afterwards.
Yeah.
So it was a nice day. So
I heard the movies are getting progressively better from someone else.
This one was focused a lot on the love triangle between the two guys and her. There were a couple of funny one-liners, and I don't know, maybe it was just my mood. There was one point I looked at my niece and I said, I think I'm going to cry, and we lucked out. We did not have a crowded theater.
Oh, good.
We went at a really good time, and the next, when we walked out, they were lined up through the maze and down the hallway.
Oh, wow. Good.
So I'm done. Your turn.
Yep. This movie's breaking all kinds of records.
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yes.
For myself, wait, I have one question for you first.
Mm-hmm.
Becky.
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday?
I had a doctor's appointment at 8:30.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, ain't no way I'm getting up that early.
No, I really didn't want to, but I needed to go see the back doctor and get my back snapped, so my appointment was at 8:30.
Well, I spent almost all of Saturday at the Wildcat Creek.
Ooh.
Which is it's a real small river that goes through town here, and there's a part where they've made it into a park where you can wade and swim and interact with nature, I suppose.
Was the water high?
It wasn't too high, but it was still a little on the swift side.
Okay.
So as we're, you know, crossing over in different parts and things like that, it wore me out. By the end of the day, I was tuckered.
But you couldn't sleep.
Covered with sand. So.
Sand gets in little crevices you didn't know you had, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Especially when you're sitting on a sandbar trying to clean out your shoes and...
You ought to be a woman
and
have...
feet off. Uh-huh. And somebody sneaks up behind you and dumps a shell full of sand down your shorts. Then it really gets into places that you can't ever clean it out. So. But that was a lot of fun. And then today, I got to go to a wedding and reception.
Let me hear a man's version. Was that fun?
Yeah, it was okay.
Good.
It was a little hot, and it was strangest reception I've ever been to. We actually played dodgeball.
Oh,
my.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a little bit different. It was a very relaxed atmosphere.
Was the bride wearing her dress when she was playing dodgeball?
No, it was mostly just the guys playing dodgeball.
All right.
Although a couple of the women did get in it, but everybody had changed. It was so bleeding hot today that everybody changed out of their nice clothes into t-shirts and shorts.
It was really humid.
Very. Oh, yeah, it was terrible. In fact, I think I have a headache because I was out in it all day.
You gotta keep drinking. You might have sunstroke, dude. Keep drinking water. Keep hydrated.
I drank quite a bit of water, and I have been since. Good. So, it was nice. His mother's birthday is also today.
Oh?
And I think that might have something to do with why they picked today to get married. Because most people get married on a Saturday, usually, don't they?
And not July 4th.
Yeah, and it's also, I think a lot of really religious people get married on Sundays, don't they?
This is the only Sunday wedding I've ever been to.
Huh.
But I don't go to very many.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, his father passed a couple months ago,
And
he had a few problems himself about a month ago, so I think that might be why they decided to just go ahead and have it on the 4th here.
Mm.
And it'll be real easy to remember. I mean, I got to give him props. It'll be easy to remember when his anniversary is. Because let me tell you, you forget one of those, and oh my God, you're in trouble.
Yep.
So... Cow Pie would probably be, you know, not being able to have more people here to celebrate our 100th episode!
Woohoo!
I'm a little bummed that we didn't get most of anyone to call in and say happy 100 episodes.
Now, I do have a postcard, but it's got a story to go with it. So when you go to viewer's mail or viewer... I do have one of those.
And Skype is sounding much, much better now.
Okay. So. Good.
And I guess that's about it for me. So, well, since you brought it up, why don't we go ahead and move right into... Is that a hiccup?
Yeah, sorry. I've had too much sugar. I'm a little drunk with sugar here.
Well, let's get into our listener feedback.
Hey, everybody. It's Mark here.
Hi, Mark.
I'm still having some problems with my iPod. I kind of figured out how to take care of it, but I really need a new one. One thing that was weird is the picture that Lord Dord put down for the Leslie Vernon mockumentary actually showed up on the Bloody Good Horror episode 123 on my iPod. So... it's all screwed up, and my photos that I put down on my iPod are just all mixed up. I mean, they're like, you get half a picture of one and half a picture of another. And anyway, I can still hear the episode. That's what's more important. But after Comic-Con, I'm going to throw this up to the moon, I think. It's pissing me off. So anyway, can't wait to listen to what everybody's picks are for the Christmas in July. Lisa, by the time you get this, it'll be past your birthday, probably. So belated happy birthday. I wish I would have said something earlier, because I could have a card to you. I'm trying to get one today, but it probably won't get to the 3rd. So. Well, I won't get to them to the 3rd, so they can get it to you by the 4th. So. But, okay, I'm rambling on. I should just wish everybody a happy cherry pie or whatever for the week. And, you know, if I can think of anything else, I will. Elisa, I got one last thing for you. Adam Carolla has gone back and hired everybody that used to be on the radio show. Mm-hmm. He's hired Angie and Dawson and Bob Bryan and Teresa, and they're doing the podcast as though it's the radio show, but now they can test their asses off. So, you know, just in case you're interested. So.
Oh, yeah, I know about that.
May your week be filled with cherry pie, everybody. Take care. Bye.
Bye, Mark.
It's just harder to watch. It's just harder to remember to listen to a podcast. You can't really listen to it in the car, you know, because I only have the radio. My car only has a radio, so I must have, like, the last car that just has a radio, but...
My old truck didn't even have a radio.
Wow. Did it have a space for a radio, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's go ahead and do another voicemail, and then Becky, I'll have you do your postcard.
Okay.
Will that work?
That'll work.
Here we go.
Well, hello, Plan 9 Service Base crew. Long time no talk. This would be Metal Mikey. Sorry I haven't gotten back to you in such a long time.
Yeah.
In order to... lesser complicate things, let's just say I'm still kind of washing the taste of cow pie out of my mouth. It's kind of tasting a bit less like I'm sucking on it constantly. Well, anyways, I took in episodes 97 and 98 today of Plan 9 for Cyberspace. Right now, this call is about 97. Doing it in two, because, you know, I like to keep things simple.
You like
so
this.
First off, you know, when you mentioned the shotgun reference to recreational substances, even I didn't really know what that was about. But hey, you know what? Plan 9 is fun and educational at the same time. And speaking of great con, you know, like combinations, creepy and funny, well, you know what, people? That is what Metal Mikey's all about. I'm that in one tidy little package. I do recall there was some talk of Marilyn Manson on the episode, and you know what? Here's the thing. I was really super into the band and the man up until about 2005, and then afterwards it's just like, it really started sucking, at least in my opinion. The album's just got more and more kind of whinier and not quite in the way that I would like. So, yeah, I mean, I can appreciate what he does, but at the same time, I don't have to like it anymore. But I still have those golden years where I'm just like, all right, this is what, you know, outrageous rock and roll is all about. And speaking of rock and roll, damn you, Ed, for that little Disturbed shot. Damn you. I mean, what? I appreciate you, because they're your friends, but damn you. Ugh. And speaking of things that could get people in trouble, you know what Plan 9 from Cyberspace, you know what it is?
No.
It is the naughtiest podcast I listen to. And yet again, another tie into naughty things with the shake weight. It's good to see that people really associated it with the same way I did. I saw that on a commercial one morning. I'm just like, wait, what? But you know what? Thankfully, I don't really need that piece of exercise equipment. Because you know why? My arms are strong enough doing that veritable motion anyways. And you know what?
You gotta go for it now, boy.
You
don't have to do that.
And
no, he doesn't.
The movie itself, you know, I have not seen the Ruggles in many years, but the one key element that has stuck with me throughout these many years, outside of really liking it, I mean, it has like a really nice Monty Python Saturday Night Live-esque vibe to it, so I can't object to it too much. I didn't hate Ruggles. I just haven't seen it in many years. But again, the one number that I really do like of it is the delightful parody of Help, which, as you people may recall, is Ouch. And that's the
last
years I'm just like, that one makes me smile and all sorts of giggliness. But anyways, that's just part one of two calls. Later on today, I will get in touch with you for my thoughts on episode 98. So until next time, Ward, Becky, Dale, if he's there even listening, Robert, Elisa, and little turd over there, y'all take it easy, and I'll talk to you again soon, all right? Bye.
Bye, Mikey.
I love that accent. Over there.
Over by there.
Over there.
All right. Mikey, thank you very much.
Last I knew, he had a girlfriend, so that's my fault. I don't keep up with him.
No, I see him on Twitter, and he I guess he broke. It was a mutual breakup, but now he's just cut the hand. So yeah.
Okay.
A penis in the hand is worth two in the bush. No, I don't think so. Hey, I'm by the seat of my pants here. Give me some slack. All right, Becky, you want to read the postcard?
Okay, well, you know, I've not been going to the post office box real regularly lately because there hadn't been much there. But anyhow, postmarked on June the 9th. I picked it up. I picked it up on Wednesday. Anyhow, it says, to the Plan 9 crew, care of Becky. If you like cheese, they have got it here. Wisconsin is the place to be, and Becky, you gotta come here. Everything is cows and cheese. Take care, Candy Cane. I enjoy the show, but I'm on the road. Keep it up. And on the front, it says Wisconsin, black and white cows. Thank you, Candy Cane.
I'd go for the cheese.
Yeah. I have been to Wisconsin. We went to the Wisconsin Dells when I was when I was younger. And it was a really cool place to go. It's the first time I rode an amphibian vehicle. We went on a ride, and we went down the hill, and the guy goes, okay, do we have brave hearts? And we're like, yeah. And this little girl starts crying, so he couldn't do it. He was going to go flying down the ramp and then land in the water. But he couldn't do it because the little girl got scared.
Throw her ass off of it.
Yeah.
Just as a short aside, the food they had catered at the reception today had the best mac and cheese I've had in, I think, forever.
Oh, wow.
I so wanted to steal a bag of it.
Why didn't you?
Because, well, I'm a friend of the bride and groom, and they wanted everybody to take the food, but I wanted the family to have first shot at it. You know?
Yeah.
But it was damn good. And they, aside from, like, green beans and some other veggies that were cooked, they had a couple Subway party platters, one of which had all the fixins, as they call them. I took banana peppers and mixed them in with green beans, and that was delightful.
Oh.
Absolutely love that. Yeah, it was still kind of a redneck wedding, but, you know.
But you know what? It showed their style.
No hot pockets.
No weenie toasters or anything like that. But anyhow.
No.
I think it's cool when they display their personalities in their wedding. Not be traditional.
I think it was a little quick. I mean, they've been together for a very long time, and I think they just up and decided, okay, we need to get married now. Not because she's knocked up or anything, because she's not, but I think they just decided, we've played house long enough, it's time to hitch.
Well, in life situations, they realize you don't know how long you do have.
You never do. You can't predict shit, so.
Nope. Good for them.
I'm kind of surprised, though, that we are the naughtiest podcast that Metal Mikey listens to.
I know. I've heard some of them others. We don't have dolphins. I mean, some guy giving dolphins whatever. I can't say the word. I never have been able to say it. I can say the dirty words, but I can't.
Fellatio?
Yes, that thing.
I love that word. Fellatio.
Fellatio hornblower. So we've got one more voicemail here. Can you guess who it's from?
Mikey.
I told you I'd be back. This is Little Mikey for episode 98, Plan 9 from cyberspace. Good times as always. First off, I gotta admit, this turkey run trail that you mentioned, Dward, it sounds really awesome. I'd really like to check it out. But you know what? I'm not all about, you know, complimentary words. You know, you kind of expect from me a bit of criticism every now and then. So, Alisa, I'm sorry, but God damn, the words for Phantom of the Paradise were pretty harsh. Even I enjoyed that movie. And you know what? I'm really not that big on musically-based movies. So, you know, as much as I do like Jessica Harper, too, I admit she's very cute. But, wow, okay. Tone it down. But, you know, in terms of movies, that was a very inspired choice for Spinal Tap. Being the metalhead that I am, I appreciate the, you know, ludicrosity that it ties into with the whole metal scene. Although my personal favorite part, which was not mentioned on the show, was the whole Stonehenge concert gig.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have monumental Stonehenge being towered over by a dwarf in a leprechaun costume. How can you not love that?
Oh, yeah.
And with the commentary about Raven being a ridiculous name, hey, you know what? There's the great ECW wrestler named Raven, so therefore there is one positive mark in the name of Raven. Now, I know this is technically the 1st of July, so I mostly missed the, you know, expiration date for Christmas in July.
No.
But if you would allow me to make my suggestions, I guarantee you none of them are cartoons this year. But they may still get ripped apart. My main choice would be the 1988 or 89 B-movie, quote-unquote, pseudo-classic Leviathan, starring Peter Weller, Amanda Pays, Ernie Hudson, oh, geez, what's her name? Meg Foster, yeah, that's it. A whole shitload of people, and Newton's vodka liquid stuff. But if y'all can't get a hold of that, then my recommendation would be the Sonny Chiba Street Fighter. It's public domain. You can find that shit anywhere, and I would love to hear Planet 9 cover it. And also, you know what? I think this week you just released episode 99, so you know what this means. I gotta wish you a preemptive 100 happy episodes of Planet 9 from cyberspace.
Aww.
Keep up the stuff, man. I mean, I obviously have no clue when I'm gonna fucking reach an episode 100 of Action Attraction, but hey, we'll see what happens. But anyways, y'all take it easy, and of course, you know I'm gonna get back to you at some point or another, so talk to you later. Bye.
Boy, Mikey.
Well, thank you, Mikey. First off, Turkey Run is amazing. So anytime you happen to come down here for a day or two and you want to hit that, let me know. I'll take you there. It's worth visiting. No comments? Asides?
No, I agree with you.
Well, I mean, you know, that's the Paradise Shop.
We did mention...
Did we
oh,
watch
go ahead,
that
I said.
As a group?
I don't know. No, we don't think we have.
Okay.
It might actually, since we're so divided, it might be interesting to see.
Might have to check that out.
Yeah.
I got a feeling I'm not going to like it, though.
No, you're not. Jessica Harper is fantastic, but that's about it.
I like the fact that he gave us two choices for his Christmas and July pick. Because I was sure he was going to go with Pocket Ninjas because he hated that movie so bad. But since he's got not one but two choices, we will definitely try to get either Leviathan or Street Kick Fighter, whatever.
Sonny Chuba.
Yeah, something like that.
Chibi Chuba. I can't find my doll.
How can you not find your doll? You just got it today, didn't you?
No, I'm trying to figure out what she is. I think I've narrowed her down to if she's a Sunshine Family doll, but she's not in the Sunshine Family. She looks like the Sunshine Family dolls, but she's like, I don't know. She doesn't look like, she has a face, right, but her hair and her eye color and what she's wearing is like, all the rest of them are blonde. She's
maybe
like
she's a knockoff.
No, she's Mattel. The back of her neck is Mattel.
Yeah, I was going to say they're usually tattooed.
Yep. Yeah, it says Mattel. I just can't figure out what she is.
Now, on another podcast, over at Mail Order Zombie, they had a guy call in, and he did a review of an audio drama, zombie-themed, that is from 1972. And it's awesome. I only bring that up because you said your doll was from that time, so.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
If anyone else should want to get a hold of us, Becky, how might they go about doing that?
They could telephone us at 1-206-426-2091, or they can email us at plan9@podomatic.com, or our snail mail, Plan 9, P.O. Box 102, Lafayette, Indiana, 47902.
Okey-dokey, then. Are you ready?
Grandpa, I want the truth about Christmas.
If it's the truth you want, then it's the scary truth you're gonna have.
According to the Book of Claus, Santa, Satan's only son, lost a bet and was forced to spread Christmas cheer. Now, all bets are off.
Santa?
Yes, there is a Santa Claus. Ho, ho, ho's!
Santa Claus is not a myth or a legend. He's real. Only he's not bearing gifts and presents anymore.
Christmas can sure scare the dickens out of people.
He's scary yet educational.
I'm just trying to spread little Yuletide fear.
Are you saying Santa is offing everyone who's naughty and nice?
You shot Santa?
Get away! Santa's on the loose!
This holiday season...
Ho, ho, ho!
Lock your doors. Bolt the windows.
Oh, Grandpa got run over by a reindeer.
Everyone stand back. Things are about to get a little messy.
And block the chimney. Because naughty or nice, Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa's sleigh.
Go ahead, kids. Let's see what Santa got you.
I hate children.
Okay, if you couldn't have already guessed, this is Christmas in July month, take two. And first up was Santa's Sleigh, sent to us by Headshot Heather. And I've got to be honest, when I first saw this title and who the star was, being Bill Goldberg, professional wrestler, I thought, oh God, this is going to suck. I personally, as much as I like slasher and, you know, horror movies, I'm not a big fan of Christmas slasher movies for some reason. Now, I don't like you taking my happy holidays and making them into sad, sad stories. So I wasn't expecting to enjoy this all that much. Then we turned it on and saw the opening sequence. And I absolutely loved it. It is shocking, I have to say.
Most definitely.
We were expecting a low-budget slasher film starring a WWE, but WCW wrestler, Bill Goldberg, and in the very first scene, we get Fran Drescher, which you may or may not be a fan of, Chris Kattan, which you may or may not be a fan of, and James Caan,
which you may or may not be a fan of.
Well, he's a pretty solid name.
Yeah, but you're not always a fan of his.
Right, 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 but I mean, usually you don't associate him with shit movies. You know, Bargain Basement. So I was very shocked. And as annoying as I found Fran Drescher in The Nanny, I applaud her performance in this movie.
Oh my God, no doubt.
I hear fireworks in the background of somebody.
Yeah, sorry.
That's probably Becky, but it could be me because the big display is going off right now, and I'm missing it.
Yeah, so, aren't we all?
I hear the booms, the booms. Santa's Sleigh is a story of Santa Claus, who, it turns out, is not a jolly old elf. He is actually the son of... Oh, my goodness. I think we're going to try and add Robert in here.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Let's cool, because he watched the movie. Works.
Okay. So, it turns out that Santa is actually the son of Satan. And he used to go around killing people one day a year. An angel from heaven descended. They had a bet. He lost the bet. And so for 1,000 years, he had to make...
He had to spread joy.
Yeah, spread joy and gifts to people instead. Well, God bless the room. I'm trying to add you. So, I don't know what's going on here. So that's the premise, okay? It's not exactly...
Can you hear me now?
Groundbreaking? Yes, we can hear you, Robert. Hello!
Okay, I really have no idea how long I'm going to be on, so I'll try to be, like, awesome in the meantime.
You're always awesome, Robert. Okay. We're just starting to discuss the movie Santa's Sleigh.
Okay, that sounds fine. I did not write a poem for it because I didn't think I was going to be on, but I might be able to whip something up.
Okay.
All right, well then, continue.
Like I said, it stars Bill Goldberg, who's a wrestler, as Santa. Then it has Robert Culp as the grandfather. And Emily Raven, I think is how you pronounce her last name. She's better known as Claire from Lost.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I never made that connection. But yes.
And then it also has Dave Thomas from Grace Under Fire and...
SCTV.
Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yep.
from the Great White North.
Hi, Robert, by the way. I was out peeing.
Robert? Yes?
Hi.
It's Lisa's birthday today, Hi. Robert.
Well, happy B-Day.
Thank you. I wasn't fishing for that, by the way.
I know, but okay. It's weird. I know, like, half the people I know's birthday is in June, so, right?
Well, July.
How about yeah, July?
Yes, well, it's really early in July, so it's all in, like, a certain section. So.
That's right. True.
Yeah, everybody I know has a birthday this year.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah, that's yeah. Amazing.
So.
Don't be an asshole.
I can't help it. It
oh,
just
wait.
Happens.
You are an asshole. Yeah. I do have something to say about the movie. Are you not done?
No, that's as much as I'm going to synopsize. So
okay.
Go ahead.
Well, the weird thing, the thing I find interesting about it is that I think that a person could like it, assuming they catch the fact that even though a lot of these people you're going to recognize at least as has-been actors or wrestlers or somebody that you've seen somewhere, it
at
is...
a convention?
Yeah, it's basically like a convention, but as long as you accept that at its core, it's pretty much a B-movie, you could probably still enjoy this one. But it is. There's
yeah,
no doubt about that.
It's ridiculous, and, you know, Bill Goldberg cannot act.
It doesn't really matter. The thing that I was loving is the back and forth between the little the couple. That those are mildly amusing, but all of the little pop culture Christmas references, mm-hmm. Those were what, and they had a dozen or more. You know, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Yes. And the two toys that the kid wanted, mm-hmm. Turd had mentioned that he had the, you know, and I thought that was funny.
Mm. So.
I can't remember the name. Do you remember what they were?
Well, he wanted a Optimus Prime.
Ah, right.
Both Turd Ferguson and the character in the movie had always wanted an Optimus Prime. And the girl does get him some sort of transformer that transforms into a gun, but it's not the bad guy. Who's the leader of the Decepticons? I'm not up on my Transformers.
What's his name?
Doesn't really
matter.
Percy Omicron 6, I don't know.
And he had a great line for that. He thought it was a real gun, and he said, what did he say? Not
you got
to,
me a real gun?
No, not to be ungrateful or anything, but you got me a real gun or you fucking hire. What was it, something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
What the hell is his name? That's pissing me off. I need to know.
He's a Decepticon, that's all I know. I'm not up on Transformers, I'm sorry.
Dude,
Bumblebee.
No one cares. Don't worry about
Ratchet.
It.
Bumblebee's a good guy.
Mm.
Who doesn't talk? He just plays songs on the radio.
Well.
So anyway, Santa's back and he's out for blood. He goes around. He kills different people through various means. They're somewhat entertaining. They're not the greatest deaths or most creative, but they're different.
It's light enough where none of the deaths are going to scare you, or are you going to care? It's very campy.
Yeah, and gore is not really a factor in this movie. So, I actually enjoyed it. I had fun watching it. It made me laugh, and it's not quite art, but it's entertainment.
Well, and I would agree with that. I don't know the difference between that and something like you had me watch the Gamers. First of all, it was just Gamers was awful, but I think maybe somewhere in there,
Megatron.
Someone actually gave a shit about this movie. Someone actually made a point to try to make it funny and interesting. Mm. And it's sad that a lot of movies don't really have anyone giving a shit about it in that way. So.
Yeah, it comes across as if they had a lot of fun making it.
Yeah, that would be...
Especially the whole Rankin-Bass parody in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Which fits. I didn't see coming, but it fits. And the fact that their bet has to do with curling.
Yeah, that was
which,
funny.
That was weird for me. but I rolled with it. I had to watch it. What it worked for me is that I listened to a few podcasts before, and they mentioned this movie, and I decided I needed to see it. And it wasn't too hard. My cable has the Freeview, and around Christmas last year, it was on. So pretty easy, and it was worth watching.
Yeah, I'm glad we watched it. I had a good time with it.
If I could get it for $3, I'd probably put it in my collection.
All right, well, let's go ahead and rate this. I say rent it. Becky?
Oh, definitely rent it.
Robert?
Rent it with an open mind and alcohol.
There you go. And Lisa, you want to weigh in on it?
I didn't watch it, but I will.
Plus
okay,
nine.
I can hear the finale going off now.
I saw a really good movie, though, that I can recommend.
All right, go ahead. What is that?
I saw Happy Birthday to Me, and it's a horror movie, and it is absolutely fantastic. It's on YouTube. It's from 1981, starring Mary from Little House on the Prairie, which kind of freaked me out for most of the movie because it was a little weird to see her, like, seeing, being able to see and being a total badass, but... It was awesome. It was a really solid movie that they're actually going to remake in 3D, which scares the shit out of me. But it's an excellent movie. Huh?
If I knew this on my own, I would have a vagina, so I'm not feeling too awful. But, Laura Ingalls is the main character. No,
yeah,
I
but this is her sister, right. Her sister the blonde.
Oh, her sister. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, and essentially, she goes through this car accident, and she has stuff wrong with her brain, so there's really fun backstory that she's got, like, a fucked up brain. And then there's all these random killings that we're not sure who it is, and it's just a really well-crafted story that they're going to fuck up by remaking, so...
Of course they will. Yep.
Yeah, since you brought it up, what the hell's the deal with making everything 3D? That's not fun.
I don't know.
It's the new thing.
It's a fad, and I thought it would go away by now.
Oh, no, now that they're putting it on your TV, it's going to get worse.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they can kiss this redneck's ass. I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah, so. Fuck them. I just bought Blu-ray. And you know what? Blu-ray looks pretty badass the way it is. I do not need special glasses.
Yeah. No.
And I like high definition, and it's just fine.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And I must admit to Robert, with the new Comcast box, they've got movies you can watch that are free movies. And I discovered this place called Fear, or this channel called Fear.
Fearnet. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. It had a Bon Jovi vampire movie today that I enjoyed.
Oh, that's vampires too.
Do they what's the word? Censor it for TV?
No.
They used fuck and.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's probably like an actual like pay channel kind
of. They're rated. You know, that warns you. I mean, I saw one the other day that had some boobage.
I saw
one
too.
And then I also get the channel Palladia, which is a music. Oh, I really enjoy that one.
Mm-hmm.
So you watched the Vampires 2, Vampires Los Muertos.
Yes.
I like vampire movies, and I watched that in the last couple of days as well on the Freeview. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, my opinion of it is it's probably a horrible movie, but I really do love it. I don't know why, but I really like it. I could see why other people wouldn't. But maybe it is awesome, like I think it is, if you like it.
Well, you know, don't take this wrong, but I'm a girl. It's got Bon Jovi in it. That was hot.
Does he get naked or anything?
He has his shirt off in one scene. That's about it. Cowboy boots and jeans.
I don't remember that at all.
Speaking of Bon Jovi, I will say there are some quick boobies in this film.
Yeah.
Going back to Santa's sleigh. Was there any beefcake, Becky?
There was a wee bit. The wrestler, the bad guy, takes his shirt.
Bill Goldberg.
Santa.
Santa takes his shirt off to climb up a ladder. And let me tell you, he had some really nice buns on him going up that ladder. Definitely well-defined arms and chest.
It's amazing how a person can watch the same movie and get an entirely different perspective out of it. Because I don't even remember that scene, nor do I remember Bon Jovi not having a shirt in that movie, like, at all.
It was at the very beginning. He goes to his apartment and takes his shirt off, and he's eating Cheerios out of the box. You probably don't even remember that part.
No, I remember that, and he was talking, and that's when he first got the mission, but I do not remember him not having a shirt on.
Well, that's kind of good for you, though, Robert, isn't it?
Yes, that's a plus.
Yeah, well...
Squelches those rumors.
Squelches those rumors. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Robert, I know better.
Yeah.
I know better.
Yeah.
All right, so no poem this week?
No, sorry. I didn't think I was going to get on. But I will tell you something that happened today that isn't a poem. But, well, it happened yesterday. I was going to my ex-wife's house where my kids were, and I was dropping off something I thought they might want, chocolate milk, and I knock on the door, and their dog barks, and then I kind of look in the window, and no one's coming. The dog's looking at me, so I tap on the window. Dog barrels through the house, kind of a medium-sized dog, about 75 pounds, jumps up, goes through the window.
Oh, my God.
Through the window, he smacks his head, like, right on, like, the storm window. So there's two planes of glass. One, he goes through, like, fucking Mickey, like, Mighty Mouse. Just pow! And then I see the look of a really surprised dog. And then he just, he's suddenly not excited anymore. And he starts limping around. And he's bleeding all over their house.
Oh, my God.
That's what I was afraid you were going to say.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So I go in. I call them so that they'll come back because my oldest was watching the kids. And I clean up the glass. And there's a whole bunch of spilling. Huh?
You have a key to your ex-wife's house?
No. They were in there. So they eventually let me.
Oh, okay.
So I clean this up. And then they come in. And they have to spend, like, $200 on this dog. Because he basically slit his wrist. But the funny thing... Yeah, that's not funny. He's a nice dog. I like him. Not the brightest bulb,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, he seems like a bit of a spaz. Oh, my God, it's so perfect!
And then,
He's going to attack you, Robert.
Well, I guess maybe he'll think twice, won't he? I went back today because they needed something else, and this dog would not stop looking at me. He wasn't pissed, but I believe he was convinced that I hurt him, and he didn't want to keep his eyes off me, or because I even walked around him just to see, and he moved all the way around so he could get me in view. He eventually came over so I could pet him. But the thing is, he has the cone of shame on.
So, poor baby.
He's kind of bulldogish looking. And he's a nice enough dog, but he is a little scared of me. He let me pet him, and he's just got this big white cone on his head. And I didn't tell anybody that I tapped on the glass.
What?
Because I wanted someone to come over. I didn't think I'll tap on the glass and that dumbass dog's going to slit his wrist.
What?
I didn't say that. I didn't think that. I was just like, God damn, I hate waiting. So tap, tap, ker-freaking-boom. So, I don't know.
That's absolutely perfect, Robert.
Yeah, I know. I know it isn't a poem, but it's real. So.
Doesn't matter. It's going to tie in with our outgoing song. So does anybody have any final thoughts?
I had a good birthday, and thank you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday! Thank
you. I love you.
Aw.
So we will see you in 7, and this outgoing song is dedicated to Robert's ex-wife's dog.
That ought to be interesting. Thunderstruck.
Okay. It would help if I hit the right button. Here we go. How Have a happy 4th of July, everybody.
Bye-bye. Don't go. Here, boy, come on, you can make it. Come on. Come on. Good boy, good boy. Now bleed all over their new carpet. Looks like a freaking crime scene. A window struck, but
poison, sir.
Window struck. The only thing that was missing from that event was someone saying, ta-da! If I ever do something stupid in your presence, Becky, and kill myself, would you say ta-da for me? I appreciate it.
Long as this song.
Jeez.
Really fucking long. How long can someone
sound like that? He's gonna hurt himself, man.
Yeah, he's gonna bust a nut.